understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
At the American Freedom Network, and as usual, our scheduled guest is not called in. His name is Richard Hellman, but he has a fascinating title for his talk, Why in Heaven's Name is the United States Financing Hamas? Now, why would we be financing Hamas, this Palestinian terrorist organization that is attacking Israel today? Well, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the truth of the matter is we have always funded our enemy. And you only need to go back to Vietnam and remember what happened in Vietnam. When all during the Vietnam War, when American boys were fighting and dying in the rice paddies of Vietnam, never being allowed to win the war, always the barriers put in the way that would keep them from winning the war, why the United States and European banks were funding the Russians, and the Russians didn't have the money to keep that war going for 10 long bloody years. They had to get the money and borrow massive amounts of money from American and European banks. But don't you worry, we were giving them large grants to build motor plant for the Fiat Motor and for the Kama River plant. We gave them the technology, the sophisticated technology to build their planes and anti-aircraft batteries to kill Americans. And if you've read the rules of engagement, you'll understand we weren't even allowed to fire on the planes when they were on the ground. They had to be up in the air. Oh, no, we couldn't fire on them on the ground or hit the batteries at the aircraft batteries unless they were firing at us. Then we could hit them. And then, of course, the Russians financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, who killed our boys. So I think maybe our guest is here this morning, but I would simply point out what you're seeing in the Middle East and the Near East today is deja vu all over again. But we can't let the American people know that. You might begin to stop and wonder what's really going on, why we have 100,000 contractors, private citizens, working over in Iraq and Afghanistan. Why do we have 100,000 private people over there? Is this another CIA-controlled war? Well, is Mr. Hellman here?
Good morning. Yes, I am. I'm Dick Hellman. Good to be with you, Dr. Stan.
Well, it's good to have you with us. And you have a very intriguing title for your talk this morning. So tell me, why is the United States funding Hamas that is so intent upon destroying Israel? Or is it? Or tell us what's going on.
Yes. The United States State Department, located in Foggy Bottom, as they say here in Washington, is once again doing the kind of thinking you do in Foggy Bottom. Foggy thinking. And they think that somehow if they smear some of your hard-earned tax dollars and mine around the Middle East, and most specifically on the Palestinian Arab Authorities controlled universities and supposed students, that there will be some move toward peace, order, and stability in that area, but clearly it has not worked. It has produced exactly the opposite reaction. It's worse than ever, and this is only the tip of the iceberg. I can tell you much more.
All right, well, I'm hoping you will now. You're referring to a couple of universities over there which are controlled by Hamas, which are teaching the students about jihad and how wonderful it is to kill the Jews. And these universities are receiving aid from this American government. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. And by the terms of Washington smearing money around, it is not big money. It would be to you or to me or any ordinary person $100,000 for one university and then $2.4 million for supposed scholarships to students whose backgrounds and current activities aren't checked to make sure they're not terrorists themselves, which they likely are. And so this is not, this is almost lost in the trillions of dollars of the budget, or the hundreds of billions, in, or the even the 15 or 17 billion in overall foreign aid. But in addition to this, there was $86 million that the State Department was fixing to send to Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas, the virtually powerless president of the Palestinian Authority, the Palestinian Arab Authority, to fund his private defense force, the Palestinian Army, or Palestinian Liberation Organization Army, the Fatah Army, so that they could fight against the other terrorist army, the Hamas terrorist army and forces. And some good people in the Congress saw this and said, oh, no, you don't. Like Ileana Ross Leighton of Florida, from Miami, a Republican, and Nita Lowey, another lady, a Democrat from New York, said, no, you don't. You're not. We're not going to let you do that. And they cut off that money. Now,
do you think it'll do any good? Certainly. They'll find the money elsewhere to fund the...
Well, you're smart, Dr. Stan. You know how much black money sloshes around in the CIA and other security so-called security agency accounts. So I think you're probably right. There's more money flowing than we know. And to help you prove your point, which is clearly evident, but I'll give you some more evidence. Last year, even though we cut off, or supposedly cut off, the Hamas-led Palestinian Authority, supposedly autonomous government ruling their own affairs over all their people, we supposedly cut that money off, and the Europeans supposedly cut their money off, but either that wasn't a real cutoff and money sloshed through, which is likely, or the countries like Saudi Arabia and Iran and others made up for it, because in fact the Palestinian Authority, the Palestinian Arab self-government, the autonomous government, had 10% more money last year in 2006 than they had in any previous year to spend, yet one-third more of the Palestinian Arab people lived in poverty. So you can see clearly, first, the leaders are still skimming off vast sums for their own offshore bank accounts and mansions and Mercedes and other limousines through fraud, waste, abuse, and corruption. And in addition, there will be no economic development to amount to anything, even though from all sources the Palestinians have received six times as much as was given them, in, as was given the Europeans in the Marshall Plan, but there's no economic development due to insecurity.
We'll be back in just a moment with this recent.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2007 in Messiah Yeshua. The festivities will begin at 6 p.m. on April the 3rd at the Ramada Plaza Inn, I-25 and 120th Avenue in Thornton. Seating is limited, so make your reservations early. Reservations deadline, March the 23rd. That's Passover 2007. He brought us out to bring us in.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network. And remember, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And you're going to have to see things as they really are, not as you're going to be told by Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Brian Williams or any of the other people of the best commentators that money could buy. Well, Mr. Hellman's with us this morning. Mr. Hellman, could you tell us just a little bit about yourself? I've never actually talked to you before. Obviously, we're on the same wavelength, but who are you? Why are you trying to get the truth out? I mean, I'm glad you are. The more people are getting the truth out, the more people are going to learn. But, I mean, obviously, you're dedicated to getting the truth out. So where do you, why are you doing this? And tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm a Bible-believing Christian. I was working in the U.S. Senate through 1976 as chief minority counsel in the Environment and Public Works Committee for the Republicans, who were in the minority at that time, some good senators. And Israel heard about it, invited me over to help them with their laws and regulations on water conservation and protection of the biblical landscapes and environment, and keeping the air and water and soil of the Holy Land clean and beautiful. I went there thinking I'd be a year or two. It turned into 7 years. I wrote their plans for all these matters and their laws, and wound up representing Israel in a couple of international conferences in the Mediterranean, in Rome and Venice, and was greatly privileged to help, the scripture said, to build up the old waste places and restore the foundations of many generations. And so in that process, I came to love and to know the land. The Bible came alive as never before. And I came back to the United States in 1983 with a burning ambition and a vision to explain to American Christians, and most specifically to our leaders in Washington, the Congress, the White House, the State Department, and more, how important Israel is and how important it is to America that we truly bless Israel, that we truly help Israel so that our nation might be blessed, and so that we would help with the restoration of that land which God had long foretold in the scriptures. So, and over time I was able to testify on the need to move our U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, to draft legislation to do that, which we saw enacted, and to continue to press for the implementation of that legislation by the president, and to get all the other aspects of fairness and equality for Israel enacted into our laws, so that our rhetoric about Israel being our best friend and ally would become a reality, where we treat Israel with at least the fairness that every nation and every people deserve, but surely, if possible, with the favor that this nation, which is so close to us and more supportive of the United States than any other nation, really deserves.
Well, on the other hand, though, everything looks today as if the United States is pushing Israel into an untenable position. It is forced to give up so much of their land, and, you know, they've been forced to give up Gaza and
yes,
so much control of the Sinai. Now
yeah,
they're being forced to give up Samaria. Now, of course, they're, you know, put into a totally defensive position, and as their neighbor's arm, many times with the full financial support of the secret government, and certainly there's no way that Russia would be giving massive arms or selling massive arms to Syria without our permission. No way, of course, that, you know, that Hamas and Fatah would be able to survive without constant infusions of financial help from the United States. So it looks, in many respects, as if Israel is being put into a, and, you know, being squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. In fact, they were winning the war with Lebanon here,
yes,
you know, last year, and we put pressure on them to pull out, to stop and pull,
yes,
out. And we forced them, you know, to give up a victory so that the Hezbollah in Lebanon could rearm and prepare for the next phase of the war. I fear that next phase of the war is going to destroy Israel unless God intervenes.
Well, yes, and we, that's why we at CPAC, the Christian Lobby for Israel, CIPAC, on our website, CPAC Online, CIPACONLINE, CPACONLINE.org, we urge every American, Christian, Jew, anybody who loves justice and peace, would go to that website, and with a few keystrokes, you can contact your congressman or woman and your senators from your state, your two senators and your one representative in the U.S. House of Representatives, and urge them to do the right thing, to vote for, co-sponsor and vote for legislation to charge the president of Iran with inciting genocide against Israel, and to call for America to stand up for Israel and stop pressing Israel to make these suicidal concessions. Really, it's bad for America because we're in a full-scale war on terror, and how can we be rewarding one bunch of terrorists, these Palestinian Arab terrorist leaders, whether they're from Hamas or the PLO or Islamic Jihad? They're all terrorists, and the president said, if you're a terrorist, we're coming after you. Well, we should let Israel go after them, and we should by no means reward them or promise them a state. God forbid. Here they have proved in 13 years only the capacity and capability to cause trouble through terror, war, hatred, and incitement to these things. They have not governed their own people well, and they've been a thorn in the side for Israel and for America and for the world. So they should by no means, whether you believe in the truth of the Bible, as I do, that God gave that land to the Jews, or you don't, it still makes no sense at all on earth to give a state to people who have proved that that state will be a terrorist state and a terror sponsoring state.
But, I mean, the people of the Palestinian people, I mean, Palestinians aren't inherently bad.
Oh,
but
no,
the difficulty,
not at all.
The difficulty is that we have got them in a state of chronic poverty. I mean, we give all this money to their leaders, not to be given to the Palestinian people. We foment strife between the two branches of the Palestinians. We fund the Hamas so that you can keep the conflict going between Fatah and Hamas. As with so many struggles, we finance both sides. You divide and you neutralize. And then as far as the war on terrorism is concerned, I don't know if you've read Seymour Hersh's latest article in the New Yorker magazine, but I hope everyone will read the March 2007 New Yorker. And Hersh points out, we're funding the terrorists all throughout the Middle East. And as he says over and over again, these guys we're funding ought to be in prison. These guys we're funding, we ought to be opposing. And right now, of course, we're funding the group that's trying to overthrow the Syrian government that's tied into these same terrorist organizations that were tied into 9/11. So much of what's going on, Mr. Hellman, just doesn't make sense. And I know you're very close to this.
Yes.
But none of this really makes logical sense.
Pardon me?
None of this really makes logical sense if you look at it logically.
No, you're right. And as a matter of fact, I was asked to study by the appropriate authorities. I was asked to study and report. Can you imagine? To the United Nations Environment Program on what kind of a job Israel did in managing the territories of Judea and Samaria and Gaza and the Golan and Jerusalem. And I proved from published international verified data that Israel had done a tremendous job of protecting the environment, health, education, welfare, economic well-being, and more of the Palestinian Arabs, to the point where they had risen more rapidly from about 1967, when Israel came back into possession of all these areas, until 1987 or 1989, they had their prosperity had increased and grown more rapidly than any other developing regions of the world, and they were just on the edge, just on the cusp of really moving out of being a developing area into being a developed area in the first world. And then along came Arafat back from Tunisia with his 3,000 criminals, as Palestinian Arabs I know call them, and he destroyed all of that economic progress, all of that stability, all of these functioning structures for the environment and health and education and welfare. And then, like someone who tears down his house, he claimed they were homeless and the Jews had done it. Isn't that ironic and tragic?
Yeah, but we funded Arafat at every turn. I mean, he would have been wiped out up in Lebanon, when the Israelis were ready to take him out. And then instead of letting the Israelis finish off the job and defeat the PLO, why we declare ceasefire, we move the criminals over to Tunisia. They get rearmed. Supposedly the French did it. But, I mean, how many billion dollars did we give Arafat that he funded law for himself?
Oh, absolutely. And you know that Jimmy Carter had the CIA and the satellite agencies go look for him when he was lost in a plane crash in the desert in Tunisia. Because in his pocket of his military fatigues, he had the numbers of the bank accounts of his offshore accounts, and I think some people wanted that money to continue to flow to their private libraries and other piggy banks. And yes, Arafat, from legal and illegal enterprises, he garnered well over $10 billion. That's in money now 12 years ago, and later he was reported to have multiples of $10 billion, perhaps as much as $50 billion with a B or more. Forbes said he was one of the richest, one of the 10 richest men on earth. And when he died, there were jokes about his wife, Suha, living in Paris on $14 million a year, which could be true. But relatively, this was minor, and we have been trying to get congressmen and women to go to the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, to update their studies of what happened to Arafat's tens of billions of dollars that should have gone to help his people, and we're still after that, and some congressmen are after that and can do it. But again, we need people to go to our website, cpaconline.org, or to call me in Washington at 202-234-3600, 234-3600 in Washington, so we can have a mighty outcry from the citizens of America to say these things ought not be. We need to get to the bottom of where Arafat's money went and why it's not being spent to help his own people.
But, Mr. Hellman, this happens all over the world. I mean,
yes, sir.
You know, foreign aid is a vehicle by which you take money from the poor people in a rich country to give to the rich people in a very poor country. I mean, this has happened throughout Africa and South America and Asia, and certainly why should we be surprised what happened with Arafat? We buy the best politicians that money can purchase with our tax money, and they funnel it off, and they don't pass it through to the people. And our leaders are not that stupid. They know what they're doing. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me the second time, shame on you. Fool me 1,000 times, maybe I ought to be responsible, and maybe the people in this listening audience ought to begin to question what's really going on in the world.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, when they think about it, here, government at all levels, they're working solely to support the government until sometime in May every year. That's a long time out of every year when they're basically supporting government services of all types, good, bad, and the ugly. And also, this government has the right to send their sons and daughters off to war, but this government also is responsible for the most elemental and essential protection of them at all levels, domestically and foreignly and overseas and on our borders. So people should spend a lot of time looking at this government and deciding what kind of people they want, and even more important, holding their feet to the fire, telling their representatives in the House of Representatives and their two U.S. senators Many people don't even know who these people are, who represent them, who have such power over them, and they should be in touch with the White House about what they want to see done.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Veterans, use your VA benefits to buy a home. Take advantage of today's buyer's market. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Perfect credit and down payment are not required for a VA home loan. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans achieve home ownership through a VA mortgage. Get more information on a VA loan, call Jamie at Destiny Lending, 970-214-1374. That's 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith of Destiny Lending. Angela, how does a first-time home buyer get started?
Get your financing first. Avoid disappointment and surprises. Know how much house you can buy before you even go shopping. With down payment assistance programs of up to $20,000, now is the time to buy a home.
So call Angela Smith of Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. You should call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and once more, Mr. Hellman, if you'd like to get your web page out, your number, so people would be able to contact you.
Yes, sir. Dr. Stan, good to be with you. I encourage everyone who is listening to us today, who has a computer, has access to a computer, even in a library, go to www.cpaconline.org. That's C-I-P-A-C. O-N-L-I-N-E.org, cpaconline.org, or if by some possibility you're you're the one in four who still hasn't jumped into the computer age as we've all been forced to do, if you don't have a computer or access to it or don't feel comfortable, just give me a call at 202-234-3600 here in Washington, where I'm sitting at 1300 Pennsylvania Avenue in the Ronald Reagan building between the White House and the Capitol, and I or someone working with me closely will give you all the information you need on how to join CPAC and be part of our army of citizens working for security and success for America and for Israel, and we'll help you out in every way you can. We've got a campaign right now to hit the president of Iran with charges of genocide for his incitement of the Muslims to eliminate Israel, incitement of the destruction of Israel and the Jewish people. We'll tell you how to get involved with that. Just come to us at www.cpaconline.org or call me in Washington at 202-234-3600. We're waiting for your calls.
Well, now, you're in the Ronald Reagan building?
Yes, sir.
Can anybody have offices there, or how do you get an office in a government building?
Well, it has some private offices as well, and I just believe that what Ronald Reagan stood for at his best through for peace through strength and for trusting but verifying and for tearing down that wall by our enemies and for ending the evil empire, which was the Soviet Empire. I think it's a marvelous symbol when we're in another worldwide war, a war against terrorists, a war against jihadism, against radical Islam that aims to destroy not just Israel, but America and all freedom-loving peoples.
Well, now, of course, the Iranian people don't want a war with the United States.
No, you're right.
The vast majority of the people in Iran do not want a war, and the vast majority of people in this country certainly don't want to expand the war over there. And yet it would appear that the current administration is determined to have a war with Iran. I mean, we're moving all sorts of, you know, our naval units into the Persian Gulf. We not only have the Eisenhower and the John Stennis Task Force, we have the Boxer Expeditionary and the Strike Force over there as well. People don't know what that is, but about 8 ships. I don't know how many Marines are there, you know, all waiting to, just to take on it. And certainly everything points to the fact that they're planning for a military strike on Iran. How do you feel about that?
Well, first, I know that you are pointing to real assets there on the ground or in the water in the Persian Gulf. And in addition, we have received a defector, a deputy defense minister from Iran, whom we are debriefing in a secret location overseas, I believe, to get all the secrets he has. The Israelis reportedly have taken out some nuclear scientist who was too close to helping them develop the nuclear warheads and the means to deliver them.
You mean they've killed him?
Yes, I believe so. That's what has been reported, and it seems to have some ring of truth. And in addition, America has on 2 occasions, through pinpoint airstrikes, hit Al-Qaeda terrorists in Somalia, which also should be giving the Iranians some pause for thought. But despite all this, everything I see coming out of the State Department and the White House seems to indicate that they are in no rush, and they are by no means eager to hit Iran. There are good reasons to do everything, certainly everything short of war, everything short of full-scale war against Iran, including, as I say, these actions by the Congress, like House Concurrent Resolution 21 that we are pressing, that would urge that the President of Iran be cited under the Genocide Convention and the UN Charter for inciting genocide, just like Hitler in 1938, inciting the destruction of the Jews and Israel, which President Ahmadinejad has done more than 50 times in the last year. Also, much more could be done in the way of sanctions. If we wanted to get serious, we could press the Russians and the Chinese to stop supplying Iran, which they're doing, and to stop supplying Iran, Syria as well. You see, Iran is not just, and Syria are not just enemies of Israel. They are harboring the terrorists who are coming against us in Iraq. They also are supplying the highly lethal explosive devices that are blowing up our Humvees and other vehicles in Iraq. So they are sources of terror. They are havens of terror. Iranian Arab groups. So we need to get serious about this and show that there are consequences for fighting against America when America is basically just trying to establish some stability and get out and leave the people to their own to govern themselves.
Well, why don't we just get out and let the people govern? The people, I mean,
well,
the vast majority of the people over there want us out of Iraq.
Well, Dr. Stan, I just yesterday heard a brilliant and a forceful discussion of this by General McInerney, who was a noted Air Force general who retired several years ago. And he said, if you don't like the situation today, then you surely don't want America to pull out of Iraq precipitously. You need to give General Petraeus a chance to stabilize the situation and withdraw with some stability and some honor, because he said otherwise you are going to give over a major share of the world's oil reserves to terrorist forces that will prove very disadvantageous to America's and the West's security posture, as well as to our economic situation. He said there's much more we can do without entailing any more loss of American lives if we make it costly for Iran and, by implication, for Syria to continue to support these terrorist acts against America in Iraq. And he said that Iran, I like the way he said it, he says Iran should become the unluckiest place on earth for someone to be engaged in military activities against the American forces. Very bad things should happen to them every day. And he said, we know how to make those very bad things happen. We just have to get after it.
We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this afternoon, or I should say this morning, is Mr. Richard Hellman. You were commenting about this military officer, I assume some sort of Air Force general. What was he suggesting when he mentioned that a bad thing should happen to Iran and he knows how to make them happen?
Well, he was suggesting that if Iran does not respond appropriately to the sanctions that are being imposed upon it now by America and Europe and others, mainly economic sanctions, but potentially diplomatic sanctions and other pressure, that the United States knows how to take out the nuclear capability surgically, if you will, much like Israel took out the Iraqi nuclear facility in 1982 with very little damage. One French technician working on the nuclear facility was killed because he worked on a Sunday and didn't get the word or didn't believe
I mean,
the word.
There are at least half a dozen, you know, some people even say hundreds of sites over there that where they're doing that. Is he suggesting a military attack on a sovereign nation because we object to their policies?
I believe it's not an objection to their policies. It's objection to the fact that this is a regime that is in violation of the UN Security Council resolutions that called upon it to cease its nuclear enrichment facilities, a nation which is actively developing ballistic missile capabilities to reach Israel today, to reach Europe tomorrow, and to reach America and the world before long, to deliver warheads upon each of our areas.
Are you suggesting Iran is planning to attack the United States?
Absolutely, and he gave chapter and verse as to when the president of Iran threatened the elimination of America.
Well, that sounds very much like the justification that was used for going into Iraq, you know, and look at the mess we got into when they had faulty intelligence taking us to justify going into Iraq. Are we talking about a massive expansion of the war in the Middle East?
No, not at all. We're talking about, if need be, if Iran does not take the example of perhaps North Korea, which seems to be denuclearizing or starting on that path, if Iran does not see that continued development of nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them is not in their national interest. And as you pointed out, the people of Iran are not hateful of America. They are probably the most favorable to America of the whole Middle East. And so part of what needs to be done is to separate the government, President Ahmadinejad and the Ayatollahs, from the people. And our proposal to charge the president of Iran with incitement to genocide is one of those ways to indicate to the people of Iran that this government does not really represent their true feelings toward Israelis, Jews, and Americans, among others. And so we want to see that continue. But if need be, if Iran gets closer to the verge of really being able to deliver nuclear weapons upon Israel, as they have threatened repeatedly to do, then I believe that America must act to disable those, and we know how to do it. Like in Vietnam, where I was, we said there were sanctuaries where the enemies could run and hide, and nobody bothered them for a long time, and that was a big reason why we lost that war. We were compelled to lose that war by the rules of engagement. So too here, if the Iranians are, as I firmly believe from all the evidence I have seen, their hands are very dirty, both with respect to sending armed fighters and these lethal explosive devices to Iraq, just as they were behind the incitement of Hezbollah and Hamas to attack Israel. Their hands are very dirty, and they cannot just sit there with impunity and attack their neighbors without a response.
So we should go ahead and then if we have to, we will expand the war in the Middle East.
Well, I think it's not so much about expanding the war as to show that at least by tactical pinpoint airstrikes against the critical junctures, like the plants that are producing the explosive devices that are killing our men and women in Iraq and arming Hezbollah to attack Israel, that those arms factories, explosive device manufacturing facilities, need to be taken out, and if need be, the nuclear arms or the nuclear enrichment facilities need to be hit at those critical choke points where you can delay or eliminate their potential to develop deliverable nuclear weapons to effectuate the intent they have clearly stated some 50 times over the last year to eliminate Israel and the Jews and to attack the great Satan, that is to say, America, as they see it.
But other than Ahmadinejad, I mean, Ahmadinejad looks to me like somebody is putting up to doing everything he can to make ridiculous statements to inflame, you know, the world against Iran. He's almost looks like an actor. Nobody could be this stupid.
Well, look at Hitler. They mocked Hitler. If you look at the old 1930s movies on the classical movie channels, you'll see that the comedians of that day, Jack Benny and others, mocked, and Charlie Chaplin, they mocked Hitler. And yet, look at what he did. He caused warfare that killed 60 million souls, including 6 million Jews, and almost eliminated the Jewish presence in Europe. We cannot, even if he's a maniac, he's a genocidal maniac.
All right, well, thank you so much, Mr. Helmut. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate having you with us. You'll be on one of our other programs in the very near future. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Hi,
good to see you with
you. Golden. Danny and I would like to invite you to join us for a night of Messianic praise and worship, Saturday, April the 7th at 7 p.m. The place is 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Large groups need to make reservations. Seating is limited. Call 970-587-5267 or 303-654-9924. And we hope to see you there. Shalom.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Mr. Helmut had to say, because, of course, I want you to understand that the plan, everything points to the fact that this plan is to take us into World War III, and Mr. Helmut talked about Adolf Hitler. Nobody talks about the fact that Adolf Hitler was a disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. And there are powerful spiritual forces, Luciferian forces, that are organized. get my latest newsletter. It'll be available very soon. I'm just finishing up now. We simply quote them about telling how they're going to get the Jews and the Christians and the Muslims all killing one another in this great final bloodbath that is going to usher in the coming of the new world ruler. These are their words, not mine. And they come right out of the writings of Alice Bailey and Peter, Le Monsieur, and the others. You'll want to get our latest newsletter when it's done. And you cannot understand anything going on today unless you understand there's a long-range plan. 25 years ago, they planned to bring in the Antichrist, an organization with millions of followers here in the United States. Last night, I watched the video, and we have it now on both video and DVD, of Constance Cumby telling of the battle that she fought 25 years ago to try to expose the New Age. Well, the New Age is in total control today. It's working within our Christian churches, Catholic and Protestant, working within the Jewish church. It is in control in Washington, D.C. I suspect it is in control in Iran. We have total chaos in Iraq today. Do you know we have 100,000 private contractors working over there? We only got 160,000 troops. What are we doing with 100,000 contractors? This is a private war, private little war. It's all about ushering in World War III, but we can't tell the American people that. We've got them to go along blindly with what's going on. Until you understand the spiritual forces, you can't understand anything. Let me urge you to get either the DVD or the video of Constance Cumby, the talk she gave here at our conference last November. I watched it. I've heard this story 100 times. I watched it enthralled for an hour last night. Understand, there really is a vast network out there that has a different worldview. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set with Constance, either four-tape or four-CD set, and then we have her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. You'll want to get one or all, the video, the four-tape set, and the book, a four-CD set. So we have it, and we got a real good DVD. I was pleased with it, video or DVD, four-tape set or four-CD set. But get the information. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we do have her book, Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. We have about a case of them. When they're gone, they're gone. We're going to try to get it reproduced. If you want to do something really to help, why, buy a pre-publication case of her books for $149.95. We want to get her book back in print. The new issue will have an index in it. We'll have an update. And, you know, it'll be some months before we can get that done. We still need to get Dr. Cuddy's book, Secret Records Revealed. We need your help on that as well. We hope that you'll want to pledge to buy a case of Constance's books or a case of Dennis's books, The Secret Records Revealed. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2007 in Messiah Yeshua. The festivities will begin at 6 p.m. on April the 3rd at the Ramada Plaza Inn, I-25 and 120th Avenue in Thornton. Seating is limited, so make your reservations early. Reservations deadline, March the 23rd. That's Passover 2007. He brought us out to bring us in.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205.